I believe there must have been an outline for this, but with or without, I think the point of this particular episode is to do a review, a quick review of like the band Sada experience. So I have here with me Joseph and Bayo. And so Joseph and Bayo have been helpful in helping to put the brand Sada experience together. Bayo used to help me to like, doesn't have time again. He used to help me check my script to be sure that, you know, it's good to go. And Joseph has been helping to produce the podcast, especially like the later half of the podcast. So he has also taken that role from Bayo, more or less. Yeah, so what I just wanted to do is make sure that the last episode is more of a reflection of why this was started in the first place, what I've learned through the process, and, you know, just close out this particular season in such an interesting way. Yeah, so I started this podcast because it's been a long time coming. Like, I've always known that I had some ideas I would like to share, and I was looking for the best format to start that was at least sustainable for me. And so when I decided to start a podcast, the next thing was to consider what format was the podcast going to be. Was it going to be a solo podcast, a guest podcast, would I have a co-host? And a number of all those things were considered. And specifically for season one, which is what we're rounding up right now, I felt it was important for it to be a solo podcast, and that's because I wanted to use it as an opportunity to like think through some of my thoughts around branding, business, and leadership, you know. And so the podcast is more or less an intersection of business and branding and leadership and things, everything in between all of that. So it was a lot more difficult, to be honest. A lot difficult because compared to like having a conversation with someone right in front of you, which feels so much natural for me, I had to first of all think through whatever was in my head, make sense of it in a way that other people could consume. And so first of all, the first difficulty was having to write. I don't have writing as a habit, and so of course that came as a challenge initially, and which I was also able to help a lot with. What type of writing I was doing for this podcast was not such that someone else could help you, because it was me really trying to like articulate what I had in my head. So I needed to do the very painful work of writing out the rough idea and then looking out to like arrange it and make sense of it and think about it from, okay, if someone is listening to this, would it make sense? Is it coherent? Does it flow? You know, sometimes it took me like 2 weeks to like write an episode, and like, you know, it's just a lot of work, and there are several other things I'm doing. So the next phase or the next season is going to be a lot different. Of course, I believe that a solo podcast for someone who is just trying for the first time, you know, could come off as boring because it's a monologue. You're more or less just talking to, you know, an audience, and not being used to my own voice and how I spoke or made sense of things was also a hurdle that I needed to cross. Yeah, the thought, the writing, the process was interesting, but in delivery, you know, there are many ways I personally will critique the work that has been done. But more importantly for me was to make sure that, you know, I put myself out there, I took it up as a challenge, and I did it anyway, irrespective of how I felt about it. And that was the essence of the first season, to put myself out there, to play around with something new, experiment, make sense of it, and we're coming to an end of that right now. So yeah, let me throw it to Bayo. So Bayo, how would you compare, what do you think about the podcast, the brand father experience from the beginning up until now? I don't know when last you listened or if you've been following, but at the same time, I'd still like to know what you thought or what you've been thinking.
I would say that first things first, the start, like the first season of a podcast is always a very interesting one to observe, because you really get to see, for the most part, especially if it's a first time podcaster, you get to see how this person is growing in real time. And let me tell you, there was a lot of that for Saji in the first few episodes. Because yes, from figuring out the format specifically, the writing and all of that, it took a bit of time to get, even the first episode, there were a few tries. But then like the thing with that is, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And to the point where he's, you know, one take, one time. So, yeah, comparatively, that growth is always something very good to look at. And it's nice that it can come in the first 10 episodes of a podcast, as opposed to waiting until too far gone. The content itself, in terms of like topics and all, have always been present. It was really just now developing in terms of the delivery. And I think that it's a lot more to snuff now. I'd say in the beginning, as opposed to now, he's a lot more comfortable. And one thing about podcasting as a medium is that it's probably one of the most intimate ones, if not the most intimate ones. Because if you wanted to compare it to YouTube, for example, I mean, YouTube, if you're going to be watching, you're technically either going to have to be pausing whatever else you're doing, or you're going to kind of be dividing your attention in a not so attentive manner. Like, you can't really see everything that's happening unless your entire goal is to listen, which again is more or less like a podcast. But with podcasting, and usually people listen to podcasts on earphones, it feels like a voice in your head. So when that voice is uncomfortable, you can feel it, you can hear it, and it affects your experience. So the more comfortable that voice gets, the more you tend to enjoy what you're listening to. And yeah, so in terms of that as an experience, the grandfather experience has definitely had its pressure of growth. And I think in the coming season, that would be a very huge add-on to have from the start. It's also been a bit erratic in terms of like release schedules, but then I guess for the first season, that was not something that was particularly avoidable. But you know, going forward, that's also something that would benefit from an improvement or an adjustment. And yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah, of course, there's so much more comfort now. Because, I mean, thanks to Joseph, we've also figured out a couple of tricks and hacks to make it feel more natural, rather than like the first few episodes I was literally reading the script. And I don't know, I'm not a voiceover artist, so definitely I did not excel in that. like one of the last episodes we recorded, like Joseph was editing it, and his sister literally said, is that person reading?
I was editing and I was playing the loudspeaker. And my sister was like pissing around.
Is that person reading?
I'm like, oh no. Like, I stopped. I didn't do anything again. I stopped immediately. So, how far? We had to record this thing again, though.
And I think that's actually something that's very interesting to do, because, for example, now with my podcast, when I first tried, I think, again, part of it is maybe knowing yourself better and also realizing what works for not just you, but the content that you are creating. So, for example, the grandfather experience is a lot of what Saji is thinking. So it works for a lot of people to kind of just say it on the fly, because it's stuff that's already deep inside your subconscious and you're just pulling the thread. Whereas for my podcast, it's, you know, less about what I'm thinking and kind of me adding a spin on what's happening or what other people are thinking elsewhere. So for my podcast, I initially wanted to start, or I started off trying to do it from my head, but it doubled the episode length. And I never ended up getting everything I wanted to the episode. After I finished recording, I'll look at the script again, I'm like, oh my God, I missed this. So my episodes are scripted, I read the script, but unless I tell you, you will never guess. A lot of people are very shocked when they find out scripted. So I think, yeah, it's a good thing to also figure that out at some point, even though, you know, it took that remark. But yeah, better while it's being edited than when it's already been put out.
Yeah. I mean, like, so the truth with that was, we had already tried a few hacks, like, but it was just a feedback. Like, okay, it was not working yet, or at least what we're trying to achieve was not
wasn't there yet.
Yeah. And so what we eventually did, I think Joseph can talk about it. Least for the last episode. Yeah.
So, like Bio mentioned, because your style of content will differ depending on what you're working on or what you're putting out, you have to figure out how to speak, so to speak. And for some people, you have to script. In fact, for a lot of people, in fact, for everybody mostly, when you do your research, you take what you have available and you work with that. So that's what we did. We worked with like using a script. But the script started to feel like a book reading, like a book club.
I read the script.
And we tried to, you know, tweak that a bit, maybe record again. So eventually, what we were able to come up with was, after a couple of interactions, we realized that a lot of the time, most of his conversations will still revolve around like some of the things that he talk about in the podcast. So we now notice that, okay, the conversation that we have in real time flows a lot better than when it's being recorded and all of that. So like, okay, why don't we try and set up a scenario where you can just have that kind of free flow conversation? And that's what we did at the end of the day. So we had a script, but we dialed it down to like a kind of outline. So it's like an outline, just like flashcards, pretty much. So you just have the next thing you have to talk about, and then you just go free. And because you've already prepared, thought about a couple of things, you won't miss out as much. Like Barry mentioned earlier, probably at the end of everything, you see that you missed out one or two things. But surprisingly, that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case for us. So yeah, that's where we landed at. So for some people, you can figure that out before even shooting your first episode. But for us, it wasn't that way. It's kind of like it's the architect versus archaeologist approach I picked from Ali Abdal. It's ironic that it's an architect, but we have to use the archaeologist approach, which is like you discover and you just keep moving and discover more things, as opposed to an architect that has to like plan everything out flat before executing. So that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah. So I think another interesting thing was, like, one thing I eventually had to learn was actually being comfortable like expressing my thoughts. All I needed to do was to articulate it properly. So the moment I articulated it properly through writing, I mean, it was a lot clearer. It was a lot clearer in my head. So it was not that difficult for me to be able to talk about it without any reference. Yeah, or like having to like read verbatim. And so the last episode, what we did eventually was like, we tried to like have some prompts, you know, where maybe Joseph asks a question that just kind of
triggers it
and makes it natural for me to talk about another section. I mean, editing helps as well, because like, you know, in the real recording, there are many things that you might say a certain way, and eventually, you know, you can put it together more neatly at post-production. But one advantage or benefit that I can say from having to script and write very clearly and rewrite is that now I have some of those thoughts a lot clearer. Two is that we can repurpose the content. So for instance, we are having that as an article series on LinkedIn. Yeah, because of how painstakingly edited and rewritten that, you know, that process required. So yeah, I mean, that was a big challenge for me, because I could have gone the easy route of just having conversations, which is 1,000 times more natural and would be more engaging. But interestingly, in this case, I didn't care so much about people paying attention. It was more about me and, you know, taking on this challenge. Okay, so lessons that I've learned from this, first of all, is like we all know, you get better with practice. Like taking up the challenge and doing something and showing up day after day, you get better. That's number one. The number two is that, I mean, getting better is also an intentional effort, because you have to care to continue to look at what are things that can improve consciously. and making efforts to improve those things. So I think off the top of my head, those are the lessons. The third thing would be, don't be too conscious about yourself, because there is a lot you have to share with the world that your self-conscious self might, you know, hinder you from sharing. And so, I mean, imagine when one gets more comfortable and you still have like substance or something useful to say. You know, it means that, you know, like, there is no stopping you at that point. But imagine you have so much to give, but you limit yourself in your ability to give it. So just to round up real quickly, I want to talk about what I would like to do better, and, you know, what next for the Brand Saga episode. So first of all, do better is promotion. Promoting the podcast hasn't been top priority for us, and the reason is because I felt like it was more about me getting into the rhythm of doing this more than really trying to like push my own point of view out and all of that. So like, I was not very aggressive with promoting it, with letting more people know, and more or less it's just me and my point of view. Yes, I consider it valuable, but just a monologue is not what many people are used to listening to. I would not consider boring. I think many people might, and I'm not bio, he's almost a radio presenter and knows how to engage people, you know.
Wow.
By speaking, because I listen to your podcast like this Saturday, I'm like, this is so good. Like, you feel so present and engaging and like interesting in many ways. But I mean, why not? We can get there.
So
promotion would be one thing I'd like to do more aggressively moving on from here. And if you are yet to listen to any episode, please do listen and let me know which is your favorite. I would have loved to talk about the favorite episode, but I don't think we have time for that right now. Based on what
Attorney General,
yeah, Founder's Legacy. So recently we watched Spotify
Wrapped,
and then, you know, we saw some of those stats. I mean, those numbers didn't particularly mean anything significant, but it was interesting to see like an idea of like what the effort you put in as like
users.
So moving forward, the next thing would be that, I mean, I'm going to be having a much more engaging platform for the season 2 of the podcast. In this case, I'll very likely have a host. You know, that decision is being processed, so that, you know, there is more point of view, there's more interesting talking points.
A co-host.
Yeah. Whether I have a co-host or not, it's going to be a guest podcast. So in this case now, I'll get to invite people who I think fit in the category of the kind of audience I'm trying to like target. And for that reason, I'm also going to be changing the name of the podcast. I mean, for season 1, it was the Brandfather Experience, and this was because this was me sharing my own thoughts and ideas specifically. So it was about the Brandfather. In this case, it's much less about the Brandfather, but about you and, you know, valuable things that you can learn from and apply from other guests. So it's going to be called the Everyday Visionary. Of course, the Brandfather Experience was about the Everyday Visionary.
From one visionary's point of view.
But now it's going to be the Everyday Visionary with the Brandfather, something like that. And so it's going to be me sitting there with visionaries, you know, people from all different walks of life, thought leaders, business entrepreneurs, change makers, name it. So I'll be sitting there with all these people and having very important conversations that you could benefit or learn from. So on that note, if you have any recommendation for a very befitting guest for what I just spoke about, please feel free to drop in the comments or send me an email at soji.oi@gmail.com. That's soji.oi@gmail.com.
I think it's always a template for you now. I've heard it so many times in all the episodes. You can send me, let's continue this conversation. You can send me an email at soji.oi. That's soji.
I mean, those are one of the cringe things that you get to listen to yourself say.
It can't be as cringe as, hey, soji. It can't be. Beats that one.
We always need a signature for our podcast. It's Hiya, I'm Bio.
We have to evolve from all of that. Okay, so final thoughts from you. I don't think you said enough, but like, I need us to round this up.
I don't have enough to say. Pretty much covered. You've spoken about like the whole growth. Now, so at the time that I came in, I was midway into the like target number of episodes for this season. There's been a lot of work, sure. Even me personally, actually, I've always had like an idea of the amount of work that would go into producing a podcast. But I mean, working, there's a difference between the thoughts in your head and the experience. So working on the grandfather experience has been an experience.
Nice, awesome. I really appreciate the contribution you've made and the effort you have actually made to like make things better. Like going out of your way to like suggest, try this, try that, you know, that's been very, very encouraging, you know? Because I can only imagine if I was trying to like do all of this one, it have been a little overwhelming for me. So thank you very much, Joseph. That's me believing in myself.
Word.
All right, bye.
Final words. I'm excited to see how it goes next season, co-hosts or just him guests, and where not just like the conversations take them, but you know, also where like the podcast grows too and like what doors it opens up. Yeah.
Awesome. So this is the end of season one. This is the very last episode. I believe this should be much easier to edit. If you have little to nothing to cut, and I'll see you in season two. And please feel free, don't forget to like share your suggestions on who can be a very, you know, good
interesting
guest for this season.
Inspiring guest.
And thank you for listening. If you listen to any of the episode and keeping your on nice observation or comments to yourself. Thank you very much.
Thank you to the people in Africa and what was the other country that Spotify Rap was like, you're listening to all over the world. You now mention two countries.
Actually, it's supposed to make you feel a little good.
Feel
hyped. That's what they call vanity metric at the height of it. But it was all good. Thank you, guys. All right, we call it a wrap.